Blog Talk Radio.
Are open. The Lord is sitting upon his throne, and we, his people, are at his feet to worship him another day. God bless you, PSM, and to all of those that's listening to my voice. We greet you with divine love today. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare. Hallelujah. And I thank God for each of you that's chiming in, that's tuning in. This is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, what a night of prophecy. What a night, hallelujah, that we encountered and enjoyed in the Lord on the prophet Shakespeare International page. Lord have mercy. They're on Facebook. The word of the Lord was coming forth so fruitful and so fast, hallelujah, into the lives of others. I'm telling you, my sons and daughters was prophesying last night, and my chest went out, praise the Lamb of God, because I know God is doing a mighty work in the saints. Hallelujah. And people of God, the word of God, it has come to fruition in our very eyes. In the last days, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Praise the Lamb of God. Whew! Boy, this show has been rich. It has been awesome. It has been powerful as we have been dealing in the area of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God, Pastor London and I, whom has not made his entrance yet. Praise the Lamb of God, by the way, but I'm sure he'll be on in a minute. But we thank God for the way God has been leading and guiding us in these lessons that have been rich. Boy, yesterday, that lesson in worship, oh, my God, that's an avenue of prayer that you cannot miss. Oh, my goodness, you need to listen to this week's archives. Praise the Lamb of God, those of you who didn't get a chance to listen yesterday. It was awesome. Guess who? Here's Lawrence.
Hey, Uncle Tig, how you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing, man of God?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Here's Lawrence. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Pastor London being here, our co-host. And I tell you, people of God, in this season, hallelujah, there's nothing like having a son or a brother or a sister that is close enough to the Lord that you know that's praying for you. Praise the Lamb of God, and you in turn praying for them. I want to do something today. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to ask you if you would be an intercessor for somebody else today. If you would just find somebody, yeah. Praise the Lamb of God, those of you on PSM, I want you to find somebody on the page today, and I want you to intercede just for them. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to pick that person out and say, I'm going to pray for them today. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to post that prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me, saints. Go down the membership. Pull somebody out of the membership file. You do no good when you pray for people. Praise the Lamb of God all the time. Hallelujah. That you know. It's good to do it. Charity begins at home. Love begins at home and spreads abroad. However, people of God, we need to chime into someone, praise the Lamb of God, unexpectedly, and just cover them in prayer today. Do that for us, praise the Lamb of God. That's on my heart. It was on my heart earlier today, praise the Lamb of God. I need somebody to post that on our page to let the saints know that that's what we want to do today. We want to go into the membership file, pull out somebody in that membership file that you may not even know. Praise the Lamb of God, and just post a prayer, praise the Lamb of God, with their name under it. Hallelujah. Watch what God do. Watch what God do. Watch them do what they do, Lawrence. Watch them do what they do. Praise the Lamb of God, because our God is a God that heareth prayer. And today is intercession day here on the page. Hallelujah. Here on the show. And we are praying, hallelujah, for you, and even you, today here on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Lawrence, what you got to tell him? What you got to say, Lawrence? What happened, Lawrence? Talk to me, Lawrence.
Right there alone is awesome enough. Intercede for somebody, man. Somebody you don't know. Just let the Lord move you to intercede. That's awesome in itself, man. Let's give some cover each other and some love and some prayers. And it's nothing like knowing that somebody has lifted you up in prayer. That's awesome. That's awesome in itself.
God's just an awesome God in himself, isn't it? Praise the Lord. I tell you, I wouldn't take nothing for the love, the relationship, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm sharing with God right now. Praise God. And some people may not understand that. I know some of you may not be there as of yet, but I'm trying to get you there as quick as possible. Praise the Lord, without allowing you to miss the process in the fullest way, because the journey, praise the Lamb of God, of building a relationship is what really makes the relationship solid. Praise the Lamb of God. The journey, hallelujah, the ups and downs of the relationship, that's what builds a relationship and makes it strong when two people love each other. And knowing that God loves you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, enough to die for you and give his son for you. Yes, Lord, that's enough for you to build that relationship in a strong and powerful way that should go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, my God. And Lawrence is doing it. Lawrence is building that relationship. Hallelujah. My God, I know he's doing it. I feel it. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, let me tell you something. Once you really get into that, you come to find out that that relationship is better and greater, praise the Lamb of God, than any relationship you could encounter with anyone else, praise the Lord. You come to find out, hallelujah, that the relationship with Jesus Christ is the relationship. There is no greater relationship than the relationship that you have. Am I right about it, Lawrence? Praise the Lord.
There is no relationship.
The relationship that you have with Jesus Christ. He won't let you down. He never fails. His love never fails. Praise the Lamb of God. He will not cast you away. He is an awesome, awesome, awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Man, we're going to have a great show today. I feel it in my bones. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're supposed to have someone praying with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. We've got to find that person today. I believe it is Pastor Frazier who is supposed to be sharing with us on today, Lauren. Praise the Lamb.
New voices.
Yeah, new voice. Praise God. Pastor Frazier.
Last week it was Raphael. He took us to the throne. Woo! It's good to hear. Good.
New voices, man. Good to hear.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Raphael took us to the throne, and now we're going to be led to the throne by our own. Praise the Lamb of God, Pastor Frazier. Here he is, right? How you doing, man?
All right. How are you?
We are blessed of the Lord and highly favored, man of God. We thank God for you today that you're here with us, man of God. You're going to pray with us and for us today, huh?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Pastor Frazier came right on the page, praised the Lamb of God, and went through the process, man, and just started fellowshipping and getting the flow of the page. And before you know it, Pastor Frazier, praised the Lamb of God, Brad Frazier there, and where are you? You're in Calumet?
Yes, sir, Calumet City, Illinois.
Yeah, Calumet City, Illinois, praise the Lamb of God. He came in there and learned the flow of the page, jumped right in it, praise the Lamb of God. Now he's a part of our intercessory team, and I just thank God for a man, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, men like him and Brett and Raphael, who don't mind praying publicly, praise the Lamb of God, who don't mind giving God their heart, don't mind shedding tears, and don't mind pouring out to the Lord. Boy, I tell you, that is an awesome, awesome thing all by itself, praise the Lamb of God. And we thank God for you today. We just want you to know that, Pastor Frazier. People of God, we're looking to you today. We're looking, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and asking God to continue to cover all of those at PSM, Truth Christian Assembly, praise the Lamb of God, all the pastors, all the shepherds. We're praying for churches today, hallelujah. We're praying for the revival of our nation, Lord have mercy, and the revival of this world. It is so needed right now, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I believe that the saints would pray and push this through, that the Spirit of God would fall fresh on us, hallelujah, and men and women and boys and girls will return to a faithful God. We're praying for those in prisons, those in convalescent homes, those who are sick and shut in. We're praying, hallelujah, for those in emergency room. Praying for my brother, Pastor Macon. Praise the Lamb of God, whose leg had to be amputated over in Chicago. We're praying for Sheswan, who's going to be, hallelujah, ordained this weekend. Praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord would move mightily in her life and mightily in this service. As we journey to Chicago again, praise the Lord, in order to facilitate that ordination service. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Brad Frazier, come on and lead us now.
Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. is once more and again we come before the throne of grace, humbly to tell you, Lord, thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another broadcast. Thank you for another time to be able to pour into someone on today, God. God, I pray that you will touch each person that's listening on the broadcast on today, God. God, I pray that you will touch Prophet Shakespeare right now, God. Touch him, Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God. God, everything that he puts his hands to do, let it be so, God. God, we thank you for his life. We thank you for his ministry. We thank you for his humbleness to serve you, God, and to serve the people, God. We thank you for a mighty vessel that he is, God. And God, I pray that you would just return back unto him 100-fold. Everything that he needs for his personal life, he needs for the ministry, everything that he needs, God, I pray that you would just give it to him, God. God, you know his heart, you know his spirit, you know all about him, God, because you made him. And God, we thank you right now, God. God, I pray for Pastor London.
Yes,
this mighty man of God, this mighty
God, yes, God,
whom you have poured into, God. You have put a prophet's anointing upon him, God. And we thank you for his life. We thank you for his wisdom. We thank you for his knowledge. We thank you for his teaching. God, I thank you for both of these men of God, because they have been truly a blessing to me. God, I don't know about anybody else, but I know they've been a blessing to me, God. And God, I thank you and I glorify you right now, God. God, we pray that you will saturate the airways right now, God. Saturate the airways with your anointing, God. God, let whoever tuned in today, God, let them be blessed. Let them be enriched. And God, and let them experience another encounter of you, God. God, another level of your worship, another level of praise, another level of prayer, God. God, we thank you that we can come to you boldly and we can come to you humbly. We thank you that you hear our prayers, God. You hear our cries, God. God, you see our tears, God. God, we thank you that you didn't let the will of the enemy take us out. We thank you that you didn't let the death angel visit our home, God. We thank you that you didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger come to us during the night, God. We thank you, God, that you are an awesome God. You are a mighty God. You are. There's no other like you nowhere, God. There's no one like you nowhere, God. And God, we love you and we adore you and we worship you, God. God, for you alone are worthy of all the glory. You alone are worthy of all the honor, God. And God, we couldn't do nothing else but say thank you, God. We lift our hands to you and we say thank you. We lift our hearts to you and we say thank you, God. We lift our voices to you and say we love you, God. We adore you, God. God, for you are the king of our heart, God. God, you are the wind beneath our wings, God. God, we love you, God, and we worship and adore you, God. God, we thank you, God, that when we didn't do what we were supposed to do, you didn't take us out, God, but you gave us another chance, God. We thank you that you are a second chance, God. We thank you that you give us more than one chance to get it right, God. We thank you that you loved us so that you didn't just count us out, God. We thank you that you loved us so that you didn't just let us fall off the face of the earth, God. We thank you that you loved us so that you didn't let nobody just throw us away, God, but you kept us, God. You wrapped your loving arms of protection all around us, God. You didn't let anything harm us, God. God, you let us go through trials, but we had to go through them, God, because we know that's a trial of faith. And that's the reward of faith, God. And we thank you right now, God. We thank you for doing all things well, God. We thank you because we can say in the midst of what we're going through, all is well, God. We thank you that we may not understand what's going on, but we can say all is well, God. God, we thank you for each church door that's open in your name, God. God, I pray that you will do something new in each and every ministry, God. God, we want to have no more church as usual, God. We want the unusual, God. Now, if it's for you just to come in and just turn the service upside down, do it, God. If it's your will for you to just move mightily and have your way, God, do it, God. We yield to you right now. We yield our children to you. We yield our hearts to you, God. God, we thank you that you didn't let our children just be destroyed by the enemy, God. Now, God, I plead the blood of Jesus over our youth of America, God. You see what the enemy is trying to take them out. And God, I pray that you would just bind them close to you, God. Protect them right now, God. God, there's somebody that needs you like never before, God. There's somebody in the hospital room that needs you, God. And we pray that you will just send your angels, God, thank you, Jesus. We just pray that you will just send your angels to let them know that you are there, that you love them, and that you care about them, God. God, we pray for those that's locked in the correctional center, God. Let them know that you are there. Let them know that you are protecting them. Let them know that you are there, that you are their salvation. You are their light. God, you are there for them, God. And all they have to do is just call on you, and they can get an answer, God. All they have to do is just call on the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You said in your word that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. God, we know at the name of Jesus, demons got to go. At the name of Jesus, depression's got to leave. At the name of Jesus, sickle cell's got to go. At the name of Jesus, heart problems has got to go. At the name of Jesus, cancer has got to go. At the name of Jesus, everything that's not of you has got to go. We thank you that there's power in your name. We thank you that there's power in your name, God. We can call on your name when we can't call on nobody else. We can call on your name when we can't reach nobody else. We thank you for the name of Jesus, for it soothes our doubts and it calms our fears. We thank you for your name, God. We just thank you for your son. We thank you that your son died on an old rugged cross. We thank you that he gave up his life for us, God. Mm. We thank you that we don't have to sacrifice heifers and doves, but all we have to do is just say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers. The blood of Jesus just takes over. We thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. We lift our hearts to you and we say we love you. We lift our voices to you and we say we love you, God. We adore you. We thank you that we just can come to you. We can lay it on the altar, God. We can lay it at your feet. We can just lay it there, and God, you will bless. You will strengthen. You will heal. You will restore right now, God. God, we pray for a mighty revival to hit this nation, God. God, our nation needs you like never before. Our homes need you like never before. Our churches need you like never before, God. God, pray that you will just come in and just have your way. Move how you want to move. Do what needs to be done, God. God, we just praise you. We glorify you and we magnify you in all that we say and all that we do, God. God, we love you and God, we adore you. God, we love you and God, we adore you. God, we love you and we adore you, God. We thank you for your undying love. We thank you that you just loved us no matter what, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory and we give you the honor. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, God. We give it all to you, God. We live our lives to you, God. We yield our hearts to you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise. This is our service prayer. Jesus, in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, Father, thank you for Pastor Frazier, Father, for him taking time out to pray for us, God. We thank you for him right now in the name of Jesus. And just as he said, God, we bless your holy name. Lift us up right now like never before, God. Thank you for your presence. You are awesome. You are great. There is none like our God. So here we are, Father, your people. We lift our hands up to you, and we say, Father, take us up in your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. You declare to be closer to you, God. We want to sit at the throne like never before, God. Thank you for the teachings. Let your power rise in us. Let your glory rise in us, God. Thank you for your Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, take over in our lives, God. God. Take us there, God. Holy Spirit, have your way. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for your teaching. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your spirit of intercession. Bless your people on this page, God. Bless your people that's listening to this show, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare now that we are your temple. We are the house of your Holy Ghost. So we allow the Holy Ghost to rise in us like never before. So our eyes can see your glory. So our body can feel your glory. So our ears can hear your voice. So our mouth can speak your word. In the name of Jesus, we are your people, God. Have your way on this show. Yes. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah.
Hallelujah, for praying, men of God. Thank you, Pastor Frazier. Hallelujah, for pouring out of your heart today here on the show, man of God. Thank you. Pastor Frazier, are you there? Pastor Frazier.
Awesome.
His mic is lit.
Yeah,
Pastor.
Yeah.
Man, give us the address and stuff to your ministry. Somebody write me right there in the area. Might say, man, I want to go to that man's church.
Well, you know, Prophet, we're still looking for a place right now. So, you know, kind of just, you know, fellowshipping with my home church right now.
Oh, okay. Well, where is that?
Miami of Faith Evangelistic Ministries, Apostle Richard Daniel Hinton.
Oh, my
located
goodness. With Richard Hinton. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we know that's a mighty, 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 mighty man of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, man, for being on the show. Praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to continue to pray for that ministry that the Lord will build it up and cause you to possess the land, even as the Lord has promised in this season. Amen. Thank you again for being here with us, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Amen.
It looks like Lily is on the line already.
I see Lily is on the line, man. You better light her up, see what's going on with Lily.
All right.
You lit the wrong one.
There you go. There she goes.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, Pastor London. Pastor Grace.
Good afternoon.
I just want everybody to know I am at home. Thank you.
Amen.
Glory to the Lamb of God. Lee.
I will have to continue with outpatient physical therapy and continue to get blood work done each week to make sure everything is okay. But I already know by the blood of Jesus Christ everything is fine, but I'm just doing it to appease the doctors. So that's what they want.
I recommend that you do that, sweetheart. Yes, follow the instructions of your physician. Praise the Lamb of God and let God do a wonderful work in his eyes and yours. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm calling because I'm asking for prayer for my aunt. I just got a call from her this morning. They admitted her into the hospital for chest pains. Her EKG did not come back. It came back with some abnormalities. She's a mighty woman of God. I'm asking for strength in her faith. Because it seemed like her faith is weak right now because she was crying and she was worrying and everything, and I was trying to talk to her. So I'm just asking for prayer. Her name is Jackie Moore. So I'm just asking prayer for her.
Lily, you're Godsend again. Lawrence, you know, we're talking about faith and prayer today. That's what we this is just okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what the lesson is about today is faith and prayer. So definitely I believe that she's an object lesson for the show today to set the parameter of the teaching lesson. Hallelujah. So that God can move in the way that he would today. Because this happens, Lily, to a lot of believers. We come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, that seemingly we can believe God for any and everything but ourselves.
Amen.
No, that's the hardest level of belief and faith is for ourselves. The Lord can tell us to do something for ourselves, and we will wrestle with it. He'll tell us to do it for somebody else, and we'll jump up and go. We'll jump up and do it. Praise the Lamb of God. And I think we're in a season right now that, I know we are, with the outpouring, praise the Lamb of God, of God's Spirit. There has to be an outpouring of Satan's spirit. And as we've been studying, even in the book of Revelation on Monday nights, Lily, the spirit of apostasy is running up and down the aisles of our churches and our ministries now. And that is a falling away from the faith, a losing of faith, praise the Lamb of God, a perpetration of faith that is not really there. Praise God, and that is, I hear the word, I hear the preaching, I hear the singing, but I don't respond to what the word says. That's apostasy, praise the Lamb of God. I don't care how often you go to church or what you do. I hear what it says, but I don't respond to it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we have to hear and respond to the word of God in the positive action so that faith can take place. Praise the Lamb of God. Faith is the action. It's the substance of the thing that we are, that we hope for. It's what causes it to come into fruition. It is that element, praise the Lamb of God, that supernatural element that comes alongside of, praise the Lamb of God, what the Lord has said, to say, if you can believe and respond, this word will perform for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And faith performs it. Not actually our obedience, but because we obey God and respond positively, faith goes out, praise the Lamb of God. It's a supernatural thing. It's a mystery how it really transforms. But that is the base process as we see it in Scripture. But so many children of God are losing their faith, praise the Lamb of God, because they're going through so much. We're being bombarded, but we must remember the word of God that in these days, in this tribulation period, that Satan would wear out the saints. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Ding dong, ding dong. Satan would wear out the saints. Praise the Lamb of God. And the area that Satan works on is our faith area. And so that's where we must come to the place, praise the Lamb of God, of building one another up, encouraging one another, interceding for one another, praise the Lamb of God, so that our faith can remain intact, so that our faith can be built up and remain strong. What's your aunt's name? Lily?
Yes, sir.
What's your aunt's name?
Jackie Moore.
Jackie Moore, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to pray for her right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the day. Hallelujah. Again, Father, we bless you for your people, Father. We thank you for your holiness and your presence that meets us here daily. I thank you for your spirit that has been on me this day. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love today, Father, and your mercy brand new. We lift up to you, Father. Hallelujah, this woman of God, we thank you, Father, for her life. Yeah. Hallelujah, and for the testimony of her good works. Oh, God, even as Dorcas was in the scripture, Father, I thank you for this woman, Father. And now, Father, hallelujah, she needs you. Hallelujah. I'm sure, Father, in her journey she has helped many, and she has testified of your goodness, your grace and your mercy and your power. Now, Lord, she needs you. I pray now that you would touch, hallelujah, that heart. We send, hallelujah, the healing word, and we command it, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that Sister Moore be made whole, that that heart be strengthened in the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, that it will perform in the way that God created it before, that every vow will open, hallelujah, and that the blood will flow and pump and plan, and that the rhythm of that heart, hallelujah, would work according, hallelujah, to the will and the mind of God. In the name of Jesus, it is rectified. We commend it so, hallelujah, and amen. Praise the Lamb of
God. Amen. Amen. Thank
bless
you.
Bless you. Bless you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yes,
amen.
Lord God. This area, people of God, of faith and prayer, how prayer and faith works together, is just as vital as anything else that we have taught. Praise the Lamb of God, because this is where we are trying to get to. We're trying to get to a place in God, praise the Lamb of God, that not only is our petitions, Pastor London, heard before the throne of God, praise the Lamb of God, and that God heed to our petition. And I think that's the goal of most people. They want to pray, and they want God to adhere to their prayer, praise the Lamb of God, and perform on their behalf. without, praise the Lamb of God, the voice of God coming to them, sharing anything with them. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's my, praise the Lamb, understanding, and it's my, praise the Lamb of God, position, Lawrence, that the people of God in this era, in this season, because God has declared that we are a prophetical people, that God has declared that his spirit is being poured out in the last day, praise the Lamb, that we must be a people, hallelujah, that hear God, praise the Lamb of God, that hear what God is saying. This will keep your blood pressure down. This will keep anxiety off of you. This will keep knots off your shoulder that swell up to the extent that they press against your nervous system and cause all kinds of back pain and this, that, and another. This will cause us to be relieved of all these psychosomatic symptoms that attacks us, praise the Lamb of God, every day of our lives because of our level of worry and stress, praise the Lamb of God, over things that the Spirit is constantly whispering to us, praise the Lamb, and desiring to speak to us in prayer concerning our situations and our circumstances. Praise the Lamb of God. If we can press our way into the place, praise the Lamb of God, of praise, prayer, and worship, praise the Lamb of God, and then listen, quiet our spirits, quiet our minds, and listen, praise God, then God will speak. Hallelujah. His spirit will speak, and then we will leave that prayer place or that prayer posture with directives or with jubilation, praise the Lamb of God,
yeah.
or both. You see what I'm saying, Lawrence?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. We'll leave there with one or both of those, praise the Lamb of God, being victorious, because the Lord will say to us, praise the Lamb of God, all is well. That's one thing that God loves to say, all is well. Fear not, praise the Lamb of God, for I am with you. Praise God. That's the greatest security blanket you could ever wrap around you, just those words. Fear not, I am with you. Hallelujah. I'd rather hear that than to hear anything else, praise the Lamb of God, that this world has to offer to say to me. Praise the Lamb of God. We'll stick a pin right there. We had another caller. They hung up. The Lord. Hallelujah. This is vital to us, people of God. This is vital to us that we understand, praise the Lamb of God, this trajectory, and that we come into a place of knowing, not thinking, believing, or feeling, but that we know that God, hallelujah, in this season, according to his word, desires, praise the Lamb of God, to lead and guide us, praise the Lamb of God, in our daily lives. He desires, praise the Lamb of God. Something happened with my family last night, praise the Lamb of God, and I was sitting and right here on the sofa, and I'm debating what to do, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm going blah, 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 blah. And as soon as I said, Lord, just like that, the Lord spoke to me and said, this is what I will have you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when he's told me what to do, Lawrence, watch this. Then that sent off a little panic. Then I said, relax and said, well, Lord, if you're telling me to do this, praise the Lamb of God, then you must going to do something, praise the Lamb, that's going to make things all right for me. Praise God. We must be willing, praise God, to submit to the voice that speaks to us. Praise the Lamb of God. We must be willing to respond in a positive way, praise God, to the faith voice in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
yeah.
Go ahead.
It just seems like because of the importance of faith, that our faith is constantly placed on trial so it can grow within us, man. I mean, that's what it is here. Because, I mean, like you said, when the Lord says something, it's time really to activate your faith and as it's on trial, if you will. Do you have faith to believe that God will do and can do everything and anything? you know, and that's what it appears. That's what it feels like sometimes. And but if you know that you know without a doubt that the Lord is with you, your faith should stay motivated. You know, that's what motivates us, is knowing that he's right there. But it does seem like almost like it's a trial like Abraham and his son. You know, Abraham knew without a shadow of a doubt, you know, no matter what, God was still in control, that he would sacrifice his son, you know, that he was the promise, if you will. Yeah, because he believed and had that faith that God will deliver. You know, it's just an awesome thing, really, when you think about it, that God entrusts us to believe in him in such a way, you know.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, you know, you see, Lawrence, the process of faith, praise the Lamb of God, as God initiates. God initiates with Abraham, praise the Lamb, and as he initiates his will to him, praise the Lamb of God, and the relationship is God initiated according to the scriptures. We never hear of Abraham praying to God or anything, but God has a right, praise the Lamb, if he desire to invade privacy. God has a right as creator, praise the Lamb of God, to speak to any creature on the planet and to reveal himself at will, praise the Lamb, in a special revelation. So he does this to Abraham, and he gets him out, you know, on the plains of Mamre, praise the Lamb of God, and going to the place where he need to be. When you said that, what struck in my spirit was, praise the Lamb of God, that, you know, without in between the lines, maybe Abraham had to learn the prayer process because there was no manual.
Amen. Exactly. Amen.
See what I'm saying? Maybe he had to learn the prayer process as he went through the developmental stages of the growth in relationship, as we forestated in our introduction here today, praise the Lamb of God, that our prayer life should be built around our relationship with God. How tight our relationship is should determine how tight our prayer life is, and not, praise the Lamb of God, the damage of our lives. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Our situations and circumstances. That should not make and cause my prayer life to be strong. Hallelujah. Or should not cause me to call on God as often as I do. But the strength of relationship, praise the Lamb of God, should stretch, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, my prayer life, my spirituality, my growth and development in God should be based out of the relationship. I should want to know him greater because he is my father, my friend, my love, and whatever else we want to call him. The El Shaddai, you know, and the provider, praise the Lamb of God, Jehovah Jireh, all of that. Since he is all of that, what type of relationship should I have with him, praise the Lamb of God? You see what I'm saying? Praise the Lord.
That's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, that would bring us to the place, praise God, that our prayers, hallelujah, would be so accessible to him and acceptable to him. See, there's one thing to have accessibility, and there's another thing to have acceptance. You can have access in and not be accepted.
Yes. Amen.
Come into his presence and be rejected.
Ooh.
Hello, light bulb. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you can get into the presence of God and be rejected, praise the Lamb of God. So where we want to be and what we want to do, praise the Lamb of God, is to make sure, hallelujah, that we are have access and acceptability, that God accepts our prayers, hallelujah, because God knows that our relationship with him is tight, that we have a great relationship with God, you know, and our whole prayer life, our whole journey with God, Praise the Lamb of God. It's built upon relationship. It ain't just built upon you just crying out and kicking and hollering and wailing. It's built on relationship, just as though and like, you know, Lawrence, you and I, we have relationship. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise God. So that gives you access that other people can't have.
Oh, man. With you saying that, it's interesting how we, I think we get tangled, prayer life and relationship tangled up, you know, prayer and relationship kind of tangled up. Because when I think about my prayer life and how it turned into relationship, I had a prayer life, but I didn't have a relationship until I had a better understanding through, you know, through teachings and through learning, through the process, if you will. Just like, you know, I think all of us go through, we have a prayer life, but it's funny how we don't teach, we hear relationship, but we don't teach relationship through prayer. You understand what I'm saying? That's interesting to me.
Lawrence, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Lawrence, right now. Praise the Lamb of God. If you came to me with, praise the Lamb of God, someone that, you know, I know, okay, just like, you know, your friend Lavelle, praise God. If you came in to my door and knocked on my door, I would open the door readily for you.
Mm-hmm.
I would open the door readily for you, and when I open the door for you, I will give you access, praise the Lamb of God, in my house. He is with you. He will come in, this, that, another, blah, 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 blah. We're sitting here talking, and you get up, you know, and say, oh, Uncle Shay, they told me you had a new TV, and you are right in my bedroom and go in there and examine my television.
Mm-hmm.
If he got up and did that, I'd say, hey, man, where you going?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because he have access to my place, but he don't have acceptance.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Because he don't have relationship. Because
he don't have relationship with me.
And that's what's funny, because a lot of people have prayer lives, but it's like as a bridge that they still have to cross from prayer life to acceptance. You know, that's interesting. Because we really have to, you know, you try and push it. I don't think it's, you know, what we're doing and what you're teaching is more important than people can ever imagine, is taking people to higher heights. But that's so important that we understand what you just, that analogy, even the examples you just gave, it's, when you said it, I said, wow, you can have a prayer life without access. That, to me, is dangerous. That's a dangerous place to even live in as a believer.
You're right. It is. It's very dangerous, Pastor Lund. You're on point. I wanted to deal with, you know, this, because if our prayer life, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is not a faith prayer life, praise the Lamb of God, then we are messing up, you know, the Word of God. And this is what we dealt with the last Sunday, Lawrence, in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, praise the Lamb of God, in the 6th verse, where it says, but without faith it is impossible to please God, to satisfy God. Hallelujah. It's impossible to have acceptance with God, praise the Lamb of God, without faith. Now, watch this, Lawrence, because, you know, a lot of people are not aware that are not aware what the actual process of faith really holds. We have our first level of faith by responding to the Word of God that we can be saved. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. By faith we are saved through grace. Hallelujah. Or by grace, by through faith. Either way you want to say it. It takes both of those to marry together in order for us to be saved. Praise the Lamb of God. Once that faith, praise the Lamb of God, is instilled or imparted in us, saying that it is a supernatural element that existed before the world was. praise the Lamb of God. Since it's that, then, praise the Lamb of God, that same identical faith, watch this, Lawrence, that responded to the Logos word concerning the incarnate word.
Yes.
We responded to the gospel, right?
Amen.
Concerning the incarnate. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We repented. Yeah. We confessed a hope in Christ. We were baptized. Praise the Lamb of God. All out of a response to the word of God, to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Now, praise the Lamb, the relationship must continue, praise the Lamb of God, until we come to the place of responding to the rhema. And that's where the average believer stop at. We stop, praise the Lamb of God, at the gospel and the Logos, but when it comes down to, praise the Lamb of God, the spoken word of God, the rhema of God, as God speaks to us, that's where our difficulties come in at. Praise the Lamb of God. See, a lot of people can believe anything in black and white. They can put in the paper today, it can come in the paper. If they made a mistake and they can put in the paper, Lawrence James London Jr. raped 5 girls last night at the hospital, blah, 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 blah. Everybody on the page would believe it. I would look at it and say, Lonnie ain't done that unless he cracked up. They must got him in an insane asylum because that's not his M.O. Lawrence London Jr., I know, will kill somebody from trying to rape a girl.
See? Amen.
You see what I'm saying? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But people believe what they see in black and white. What's written down, they believe it. You write it down, you can write anything in a book, they will not examine it, they will not research it, they will just read it and say, wow, I didn't know that, and keep right on going. That's why the newspaper and the media is the greatest propaganda that we can ever, ever listen to, read, or watch on television, because they can tell you anything they want to, and at the same time, they're selling you genres of clothes and other items, computers, everything, without you even knowing because of the way they set up. And they're doing it on purpose. Propaganda. Lamb of God.
That's funny because I can really relate, you know, as an officer when I was in Atlanta. You know, you get in a situation and the news will come. You give them, you know, they take the story, but by the time it gets on the TV, it ain't the story that they it ain't what actually happened. They make up the story as a propaganda to make either a neighborhood look bad, and they won't talk to the people who actually knew what happened. They'll go to the worst looking person that don't know how to talk. You know, it just they portray a image. And after a while, you see it so much, you don't even believe what's on the news because you know that it's not true. You know, and that's the same with newspaper and all that stuff. A lot of stuff they write is not true, but when everybody sees that story or everybody reads the story, they immediately say, look at what happened. Look at what that person did, blah, 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 you know. And then you could be there and tell them the truth. But they'll believe what they saw. I don't know. They'll believe what they saw, what they read in the paper. Sure will. Yeah.
Truly they will. It's the Lamb of God. They will believe it. So, you know, upon that, praise the Lamb of God, we believe the Logos, praise the Lamb of God, through the Logos and the preach word of the Logos, the explanation of the gospel, we have a hope in Christ Jesus that has come to us through the faith, praise the Lamb of God, that has been given us by the Holy Spirit. Because faith is an impartation. Faith is a download. It's not something that's in you already. Praise the Lamb of God. Faith, remember this, Lawrence, faith is in the Word of God. That's why faith comes by hearing.
Amen.
Woo! Hear that?
That's the truth.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm away from a computer.
Faith comes by. Yeah. See, they're going to miss that on the page. I feel sorry for them. Praise the Lamb of God. See, so faith, praise the Lamb of God, is already the ingredients, praise the Lamb of God, that's instilled in the Word of God. It's already there. Praise the Lamb of God. All we have to do is respond to it, praise the Lamb of God, in the positive way of obedience, and then it becomes faith that's applied to us. We then take part in the supernatural process of the manifestation of whatever God wants to bring into fruition in this world.
Amen.
So it's the super and the natural coming together. Praise the Lamb of God. It's the super and the natural coming together. Praise the Lamb. Get that, people of God. It's the super and the natural, praise the Lamb of God, coming together. God in the spirit world, praise the Lamb of God, is speaking a word, hallelujah, that you can only hear in the spirit. You hear it through your spirit man. Because the carnal mind cannot understand, discern the things of God, the things of the Spirit. So the only way you can hear the Word of God, the faith Word of God, is through your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Once your spirit man receives the Word of God, hallelujah, your spirit man responds. And when your spirit man responds, praise the Lamb of God, your natural man go into motion. Say, yeah, that's God. God told me to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. When your spirit man agree with the Spirit of God, Lawrence, it's just that, like that. Since the Word of God is his breath, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, it's his life force, contained in that word is faith. When God speaks, he don't speak to your flesh man. He speaks to your spirit man. That's why he visits you in dreams on your bed. Visit us in vision. Oh, I know somebody learning something, but they're acting like they're not. Praise the Lamb. It's all right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm here to teach them. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of God, praise the Lamb of God, speaks and it's deposited into our spirit through our inner ear, as we call it, and we hear, praise the Lamb of God, and we respond, then faith has done, praise the Lamb of God, a powerful work on us. Hallelujah. What you think about that, Lawrence London? Oh, glory to God. Wait a minute. Something's going on here. Praise God. The Lord is moving. Bless your name, Father. The Lord said to tell the people, praise the Lamb of God. Lawrence, ring the bell. Ring the bell, please. Praise
yes,
God. Let's praise the Lamb of God. Hot off the spiritual press. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hot spiritual press. The Lord God of heaven is speaking to me right now, and the Lord says to tell my people that I am ready to speak to all of them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's wait, Lawrence. Oh, yes, Father. Yes, God. The Lord says, tell them if they would come to me in the secret place, he said, there I would sup with them. If they would come to me in the secret place, there I would sup with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes, Father. Yes, God. God said, and I will cause them to hear my voice. Hallelujah. They come to that secret place. I will sup with them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I will cause them. People of God, y'all better listen to God on this. Hallelujah. God said, this is beyond you hearing the Spirit or the Holy Spirit speaking to you. The Lord says, will cause them to hear my voice. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you, Father. Thank you for your Spirit, word today. Thank you for this visitation. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're an awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name.
Yes.
God said, I tell them I will cause faith to rise up in them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! And God said, it will be as the days of old. Praise the Lamb of God. When my people, praise the Lamb of God, went throughout the world, hallelujah, working signs, wonders, and miracles. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh. Hallelujah. Now, Lawrence, you know I didn't make that up. Praise the Lamb of God in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Yeah. Boy, God just gave me a quick vision. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. What I saw, Lawrence, was, hallelujah, the New Testament church. Hallelujah. When God said it be as the days of old, hallelujah, I saw the New Testament church. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Not just the apostles, hallelujah, but the saints of God. Going through the earth, hallelujah, carrying the gospel and working signs, wonders, and miracles. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, the first dispensation was a prophetical people. Those people moved by the unction of the Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. It was men and women who were full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. They were led of God. They were directed of God. Hallelujah. And they did things according to the word of God, how God would speak to them. Praise the Lamb of God. How the Holy Ghost would lead them and appear to them. Praise the Lamb of God. And they found themselves in precarious places and positions. But they loved that voice so much until they were willing to die for it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you read passages of scriptures, Lawrence, like the Apostle Paul, it sends chills through your body when he say, I'm ready now, hallelujah, to go to Rome. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm ready to be offered up. Hallelujah.
Ready to die. Yeah.
Man, I'm ready to die. I'm ready for the cause of Christ. I'm ready to surrender this thing. I'm ready to give this thing over. I'm ready to give this thing up. Praise the Lamb of God, that God can be glorified through my life and through my death. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, hallelujah, I'm telling you today, God has spoken to you. I don't know what you're going to do with it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can cast what I told you off to the side if you want.
You
just God said, if you come in the secret place, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, if you would seek him there, he would sup with you, praise the Lamb of God, and that you would hear his voice, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. That he would cause your faith to rise up in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that it would operate as the days of old, hallelujah, when the saints of God claimed the then known world, when the saints of God revived the world, praise the Lamb of God, through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God in heaven. Praise the Lamb. I wish believers today. I just wish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I just wish I had some believers today. Hallelujah. I just wish I had some believers today that would really believe the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If I lie today, God strike me dead. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Praise the Lamb of God. A name of Yeshua. My goodness gracious.
I hope nobody missed that download. I mean, you just taught it, and the Lord spoke it. You talked about the download of that rhema word, meeting with the
Hallelujah.
Spirit man. You just spoke. That's why I'm like, people cannot miss that. You know, they can't miss that. That's awesome.
Yes,
I know I didn't miss it. Amen. Awesome. 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 Wow.
Thank you, Father. I heard that, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, this word is so real. This word is so rich. This word is so alive. I just wish the people of God, hallelujah, man, could just grab hold to this thing. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because God is speaking, hallelujah, out of his spirit to us. And giving us revelation concerning his word, praise the Lamb of God, that if we don't take this and make it applicable, it will be an insult to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. People of God, I wish you all really saw the importance and the urgency of responding in a positive way to the word of God and what God is saying, praise the Lamb of God. I wish the word show was not even on here. I wish this was, praise the Lamb of God, not blog, talk, radio, and we see it as a show, praise, because show means entertainment to us, praise the Lamb of God. This is not entertainment. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to feed you, praise the Lamb of God, and develop you into what God would have you to be, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. And I want your prayers to be prevailing prayers. I want your life to be prolific and fruitful and prosperous, in God, praise the Lamb of God, to the extent, hallelujah, that you are walking on water, to the extent that you are walking above, praise the Lamb of God, the circumstances and the situations that seem to plague you every day. Jesus Christ loves you, people of God. Hallelujah. The Lord of glory loves you so much that he died for you and gave his life for you. Caller, Erico 661, praise the Lamb of God. Your mic is hot.
Hello, Pastor Shakespeare. Jermaine on the phone.
Oh, Brother Jermaine, how you doing, sir?
Doing well, Pastor Lunnett, everybody, family.
What's going on, brother?
Yes,
good
yes.
Good to hear your voice, always.
Hey, I'm listening to this word, man, and I want to be on the righteous side. So what I'm going to do today, I've been, you know, looking at this, and I want to get this tap into your store here because I want to learn more about the prophetic and get into to that word where I'm getting a revelation because I need revelation from God. And I've been starting my prayer life and, you know, I've been praying every night and praying for others and everybody else. And I'm just ready to get that revelation from God because I'm ready to do what God wants us to do in his will. And I can't do it by myself. I need everybody else to help me. So I want to get into this prophetic and like no other and be able to do the things that Jesus did, you know, walk on water by faith, do all these things that Jesus did in his image. So I'm looking forward to this because I want something that's going to better me and it's going to be better for God, because I know God is looking down and he's smiling on us and he's saying, I want you all to work for me and you will be rewarded. So that's what it's all about.
Man of God, listen, you know, when you said walking on water, I was drinking water. When you said that, I was drinking a bottle of water, praise the Lamb of God. Listen, I want to pray for you today. Hallelujah. Pastor London and I are going to pray for you today. And what we're going to pray, saints, praise the Lamb of God, is that God allows you to have, praise the Lamb of God, that type of experience in him. I want you to live on that level, praise him, because you responded. This, now, the people of God, trust me on this when I tell you, this is faith in action. This man heard the word, Jermaine heard the word, and it went in his spirit. And this is the response of the spirit man. A hungering and a thirst has been birthed in him, praise the Lamb of God, to come into the place that God wants him to be. Come on, Pastor London, pray for him now. Hallelujah. Let's pray for him in the name of Jesus.
We thank you so much.
Hallelujah,
for your name, God. And we thank you for your word.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your word, for your written word, your spoken word, your living word. God, that word that spoke so clear just a minute ago, that it touched our brother Jermaine, God. It connected with him, and he just activated his faith and said he wants more of you. He wants to experience you. So we declare in the name of Jesus that you would give him a special visitation this night, God. We declare in the name of Jesus as he seeks your face that you would come in his room and speak so clear that he would know your voice, hear your voice, and be activated under the fear and the honor of you, that everything you say, everything you do is possible. We release it right now. A special presence, a special relationship between you and him, God, because your word cannot come back void. It's been spoken, and it is so. And when God, we declare that the power that you instill in him, the world will know through the healing that comes through his hands, through the healing and the victory that comes through his voice, God. Let the world, let him experience your glory, and let the world and his friends, his family, and the nations experience your glory through him. We declare it so, God, in faith and in victory and in the power of the name of Jesus, we declare it so. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Praise the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Man of God, thank you for calling in today. Praise the Lamb of God. We love you. We bless you. Hallelujah, man. And as soon as you order whatever you're going to order there, we're going to get it out to you, okay? Hallelujah.
Yes, you know, family, you know what I like to say, family? I like to say, you know, every time I pray, and in the daytime, I look up to the skies and to the heaven, I see a cloud with a cross on it. Every time
oh my
I
God.
Look up. And when I see that cross, I think of Jesus who died on that cross, and his blood is shedding right now on me. And I just feel the atmosphere through the skies. And every time I look up, I see that same cross in the skies. It's in a cloud form, and he's talking to me, and the sun is shining right on that cross when I look
God
up.
God in heaven.
And I say, thank you, Jesus, every time I see him.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, what an awesome, awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Man of God, I am so happy for you that this show and, you know, our connection is so real. Praise the Lamb of God. And that God is moving in your life the way
yes.
he is. Praise the Lamb of God. Man, keep pressing in. Keep pressing
in.
I promise you that you are going to hear God's voice just as clear as you hear mine. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to hear God's voice in the secret place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God. Jermaine, I'm going to put you back on hold. Then I want to explain to everybody the truth of the secret place. I need to drop that in their spirit right quick. Praise the Lamb of God so that nobody will miss this. Hallelujah. People of God, listen right quick. Praise the Lamb of God. The secret place, hallelujah, is the place where everything else but you and God can get in.
Amen.
That's the secret place. Wherever that place is, you must get there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. Praise God. Hallelujah. We all should have an altar in our homes. All should have a prayer place. We all should have a prayer mat. We all should have something, praise the Lamb of God, that we can lay down, and all we do on this is pray. It's not a blanket off your bed. It's the Lamb of God. It's something that you have designed, put together, Praise the Lamb of God as a prayer mat that is holy. Praise the Lamb of God. It's holy unto you, it's holy unto the Lord, and you use that, praise the Lamb of God. You know, it's countless prophets, prophetess, and pastors, everything. They have everything in their home but an altar. They don't have an altar in their home, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They don't have a place of prayer in their homes, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I pray anywhere. Praise the Lamb. And yes, God does hear us in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lamb of God. And he does look at our heart. Praise God. But each of us know, hallelujah, that we need to find that secret place.
Amen. People of God, I don't know what just happened, but I think me and the prophet got kicked off. I hope you can hear me. I'm sure the prophet is going to get back on. He was just talking about being in the secret place and having your altar set up in your home, a prayer mat. You should have a holy place, and I see he's back on, and I have to concur on all of it. And I'm telling you, having an altar in your home is such a powerful thing. You know, you have to have a place where you know you encounter God. You know his presence. This is the place where you definitely, without a shadow of doubt, hear his voice. And it has to be a holy place. It has to be a. Hey, Uncle Shake, you back on?
I'm back on, man of God.
Yeah,
that was nothing.
We both got kicked out. Yeah.
Didn't even touch the phone. I ain't touched.
I didn't either. Listen, we both got kicked off. We both got kicked off at the same time.
The devil is alive with a bow tie on, doing moonwalking. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lord.
Now, what's funny about that altar, I got a testimony about that altar. It just happened to me just yesterday. And we stay in a neighborhood where my friend had been burglarized twice, and both of us was away from the home, and we rushed away, and we were gone all night. But when we came in today, the door was open, like it was unlocked and open, but nothing had touched, nobody touched anything, nobody touched anything. And my boy was just amazed. He's like, man, the door unlocked, man, I can't believe this. I just instantly said, can't nothing touch nothing in this place as much as I pray in this place. And I know where my altar is. I know where my place is in God. And I am so confident that nothing, I pray over the house like, man, I am confident. When you have that place, you are confident that God covers it and nothing can happen. That's what I'm telling you. Because of those encounters, You even live with a different mindset. So that's why it's so important to have that holy place, that altar, that place where you know you encounter God. Because, it just takes you to a higher place, not just in that moment, but in every aspect of your life where you know you're covered and everything around you is covered as well.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. You're right. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise. But, Lawrence, in this experience I'm talking about, praise the Lamb. We must understand this, people. When I said these words to you, praise God, that faith is a super spiritual element that is before the world, praise God. I shared with you all, praise the Lamb, that when God speaks, hallelujah, he does not speak to your physical man. He speaks to your inner ear. He speaks to your spirit man. If you have a vision of God, a theophany of God, you're looking through the eye of your spirit. I don't care if you're wide awake and having it. you're still looking through the eyes of your spirit. You think you're looking out and you're looking in. You're really looking back in, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're looking into the spirit. You're looking in the spirit. You're not looking through your physical eyes. And one of the problems that a lot of people have, and, you know, you say the Lord is going to speak to you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, they're listening with the outer ear.
Aha!
That's awful truth.
You have to listen with the inner ear, praise the Lamb of God. Remember this, people of God, everybody that the angels walked up on, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, or they had a theophany of God, they almost died.
Mm-hmm.
You better read the first chapter of Revelation. And John said he was in the spirit.
Yeah.
But he still fell as a dead man.
That's right.
You read Daniel, the same thing occurs, happens to him. Praise the Lamb of God. God speaks to the inner, in the inner ear, praise the Lamb of God, to the spirit man. Hallelujah. When you have vision, it's like having a dream, but you are awake. But you're still looking, praise the Lamb of God, through the spirit eye, praise the Lamb of God. You're not looking through your natural eyes. Hallelujah. I think, you know, because if you're going to condition just your flesh, praise the Lamb of God, to meet the Lord, you're going to miss him. Hello, light bulbs. You're going to miss him. Your spirit man is the one that must be conditioned. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, so that you can hear God. So make sure, praise the Lamb of God, you understand that so that you can receive, hallelujah, the Lord and his word when he speaks to you. Because you will miss him. He'll been to spoke to you, and you've been to miss it. And then later on, something will happen. You'll be saying, you know, something told me that.
Yeah, exactly.
Something told me that you miss God. You miss God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So make sure, people of God, hallelujah, that you get this and that you understand it. Hallelujah. Now, I'm telling you again, praise the Lamb of God. God said a lot today, praise the Lamb, spoke a lot, that causes us to get excited, praise the Lamb of God. But the question is, are you willing to perform, praise the Lamb of God, after God speaks?
No.
We want him to speak, but are you willing to perform? Are you willing to demonstrate? Okay, praise the Lamb of God. See, that's a new level of spiritual silence. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God speak to you tonight, and then he tell you, now go and give your car away. Then what you going to do? Go and over, praise the Lamb of God, to so-and-so, so-and-so's house and tell them that I said by this time tomorrow night they'll be dead and go back home. Will you perform what God has asked you to do? Praise the Lamb of God. It's always, watch this, it's always a question, praise the Lamb of God, that God has before he approaches you. Why should I speak to you and you will not perform what I ask you? Why should I posture you and position you so close to me and you won't assist me? You will not carry out the directives that I give you. Why should I empower you? And you will not respond to my voice.
No.
Do the thing that I tell you to do. That makes a whole world of difference, praise the Lamb of God, in the eyes of the Lord. That makes the world of difference. Praise the Lamb of God. Availability, accessibility, praise the Lamb of God, are two wonderful things that we can present to God. I'm available, I'm accessible, praise the Lamb of God. Okay, but will you do?
Mm-hmm.
But will you perform?
Mm-hmm.
But will you perform? Praise the Lamb of God. That's a whole nother level. Praise God. Hallelujah. Of operation and manifestation. Will you do what I say do? Praise the Lamb of God. And part of that is, will your lifestyle change?
Amen.
Because you can't run around speaking on my behalf today and tomorrow, praise the Lamb of God, sitting up at the bar drunk.
Mm.
Those two just not going to mix. Hello, light bulbs. See, this is about a made-up mind, because when God come in on this level, then what God is saying is, I need somebody that's going to live, praise the Lamb of God. I prophesied to a young lady last night, praise the Lamb of God, in the inbox, Lawrence. And when I prophesied to her, the Lord told me, he said, tell her, I said, walk before me. Then he said, now tell her, I say, live before me, praise the Lamb of God. For I have a great assignment for her life. Now, people of God, what does that mean to you? Hallelujah. What does that mean to us, praise the Lamb of God, when God comes to us on that level? Your obedience, remember, and your positive response is what faith is. Hallelujah. That's the activation of faith. That's what releases the faith. That was makes faith, praise the Lamb of God, applicable, hallelujah, to your life, hallelujah, and to your credit when it comes down to the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Faith, praise the Lamb of God, is what God is looking for. He's not just looking for prayer. He's looking for faith, praise the Lamb of God. He's looking for people who are coming into his presence, seeking his face, and then want to go and do his will.
Amen.
In other words, show me your faith without works, and I'll show you dead faith. Show me works without faith, and I'll show you dead works. Hello, light bulbs. Because faith without works is dead. Okay, I got everybody on that one. Everybody had to go up under that bus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I threw all you under the bus that time. Hallelujah. Faith without works is dead. Praise the Lamb of God. And if we're going to please God, if we're going to satisfy God in our prayer posture, our words don't satisfy him. The flattering of lips do not satisfy God.
Yeah.
How we style our prayer do not satisfy God. But it's how, praise the Lamb of God, we respond after we pray. What do you do after you pray? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's where faith comes in. Watch this now. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That he is what? That he is God. That's number one, praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this. See, we look at that passage of scripture and it just rolls right off of us like water on a duck's back. Praise the Lamb of God. We must believe that he is. Wait a minute. Okay. Lawrence, all of this, we're talking about posturing and positioning and the way we should worship and this, that, and another. So what am I believing that he is? I'm believing that he's God, right? I'm believing that he's the El Shaddai, Elohim, praise the Lamb of God. El Shalom. I'm believing. Pray all the compound names of God. I'm believing that he's Jesus. I'm believing that he's the Holy Ghost. I'm believing all of this. Pray. So then, now since I've come to him and I believe that he is, praise the Lamb of God, what should my preparation in coming to him who I believe that he is? How should I come to him if I believe that he is? Praise the Lamb of God.
Comprehend and met total faith, right?
Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. We must come to God, hallelujah, believing that God is, hallelujah, that he is the answer. Hallelujah, that he is the panacea.
That's the only way to come to him. And at least to have to reach that, for your prayers to mean anything, pretty much. So your prayers can reach anything. That's the only way to come to him. That's the way to come. Wow. Yeah.
My mother used to say, if you're going to pray and don't believe, don't pray.
Yeah.
And then if you're going to believe and don't pray, you ain't no sense in you believing.
You know what? You said something so strong. It might have been this past Sunday, and it sticks with me. You said, your prayers without faith in him is like an ice cube. I believe it was something like an ice cube in a microwave or something. It disintegrates before it can go forward. It's something of that nature. It was something that was so powerful. Your prayers before anything, it's like ice cube, but it just disintegrates. It can't go forward. It just cannot handle, you know, the glory. It doesn't go anywhere. It just disintegrates.
Yeah, it's like an ice cube, praise the Lamb of God, approaching the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
It has, ice cube has no hope of reaching.
Yeah, because I see that right there, before I pray, I see that before I pray to make sure that I am equipped with what I need before I even approach God. I do not want my prayer to disintegrate. I do not want my prayer to evaporate because I didn't come to God the right way and I didn't come with the proper, you know, the proper covering of faith and the proper power of faith, you know. Yeah. Ever since I heard that, I was like, wow, that's a good enough. I physically see myself before I go in and make sure that I'm equipped with what I need before I approach God.
Well, the only way that an ice cube could make it to the sun, forgive me here, Lauren, the only way the ice cube can make it to the sun, praise the Lamb of God, it has to be covered in something.
Yes.
That can handle the intensity of the heat and yet keep it cool.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That what hits the outside of it, praise the Lamb of God, does not affect the inside.
Yes.
Ice cube to stay cold. Praise the Lamb of God. There's only one thing that can cover us as we approach God. That's the blood of Jesus.
That's it. Exactly.
We can't come in our own righteousness.
Yeah.
We have to come in the righteousness, praise the Lamb of God, of Jesus Christ, which is the righteousness of God provided for us, praise the Lamb of God, through the blood of the Lamb. Mm-hmm. Now, when I come in the blood, I can handle the intensity, hallelujah, of the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise, because that's what is made acceptable in the sight of God. It's the blood of Jesus and not us. So all of us who think we got this super cool relationship with God, and we can run in, and the only reason why you're going in and out is because you have on a overcoat. Praise the Lamb of God.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's what makes it so powerful. Because just think of just what we just said. An ice cube cannot handle the sun, but covered under the blood it can. That's a powerful analogy. That's how powerful the blood is.
That's how powerful the blood is, praise the Lamb of God, that we can approach God, hallelujah, and be in the presence of God and do not die.
That's right.
Because the presence of God would evaporate us, not disintegrate, evaporate.
Evaporate
God. we would be gone, praise the Lamb of God, without any trace. Hallelujah. That's how powerful God is. Praise the Lamb of God. So when we come to God, we come to him, not in our own righteousness, but in the righteousness, praise the Lamb of God, of Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God that and the blood of Jesus that has been shed for us. Hallelujah. We come understanding and knowing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that since I came, I must believe that God is. Hallelujah. That God is God and that God can do, praise the Lamb of God, what I came to him for. If I waver in that, hallelujah, there's no hopes of faith.
Amen.
No hope, praise the Lamb of God. If I waver in that, if I miss that, praise the Lamb of God, then there's no sense in reading the rest of the chapter or the rest of that verse, praise the Lamb of God. If we waver, hallelujah, hallelujah, then, praise the Lamb of God, there is no, hallelujah, sense in me coming to the place of a response because I'm not going to hear nothing. God is not going to speak. Praise the Lamb of God. Look at what the word says. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and conjunction, that is he, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, praise the Lamb of God, seek him. Hallelujah. The diligent seeker. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I asked this question, praise the Lamb of God, when I ministered this word of truth, I asked it again. What is diligent? What does that word mean? To diligently seek. Praise the Lamb of God. That sounds like with all perseverance. That sounds like to me, praise the Lamb of God, with my whole heart. That sounds like to me with continuation, with persistence, praise the Lamb of God, with an attitude of I'm not giving up, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm coming into the presence of God no matter what. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Now, people of God, I tell you something. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you this right now. Hallelujah. That if you're going to be one of the diligent seekers, praise the Lamb of God, then it's going to have to be a whole lot of other things that you're going to have to let go of because you can't seek everything else and seek God all at the same time. Y'all got quiet on that one. There ain't no bells ringing or nothing today. Praise the Lamb of God.
Ring that bell.
I knew that, I knew that was going to in the spirit. I felt the sight. Whoa. Praise the Lamb of God. Not going to be able to seek all of the other things, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you desire and at the same time seek God.
Amen.
You're going to have to lose your appetite for some things if you're going to create the appetite, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to give you the hunger and the desire and thirst for God that you really need to get into his presence. Oh, yeah, you're going to miss some fellowships. You're going to miss some time with the boys. Hallelujah. You're going to miss some telephone calls. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to miss some stuff if you're really going to get with God. If you're really going to be a diligent seeker so you can reap the reward of what? God speaking to you. That's a reward right there. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise the Lamb. Plus the whole storehouse of God being made accessible to you. Spiritual gifts and things of that nature being made accessible to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, are you willing to forsake all to gain Christ? Praise the Lamb of God. We always say, if God is for me, he's more than the world is against me. We've heard that quote out the Bible, haven't we, Lawrence?
Amen.
God is for me. He's more than the world against me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then I'm going to tell you this. If you are for God, hallelujah, then you're going to have to be more than the world against it. You better hear, get that right now. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're going to get God, then you're going to have to forsake the world. Everyone that came to Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, launched a design to follow him. And Jesus knew the empowerment, the endowment, the anointing, praise the access, praise the Lamb of God, the accessibility, the availability that the Father was going to make to his disciples, praise the Lamb of God, long before he went to glory.
Amen.
But everybody that came to Jesus, the rich young ruler, the other young man, those are just a couple out of the scripture, praise the Lamb of God. It probably was countless hundreds that really wanted to follow him.
Yeah.
All yeah. Jesus did was put a test to them, praise the Lamb of God, about something in this world that they held on to that was greater than their desire to be with him. And they couldn't go.
Amen.
Well, let me go back and bury my father. The Lord said, let the dead bury the dead. Come on, follow me. He went away sorrowful. Sell all that you have and give it to the poor and come follow me. He went away sorrowful because he had great possessions. Our possessions, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. People, places, and things, the nouns of life, hallelujah, is our greatest hindrance from possessing God. Because we can't let go of nothing. We can't walk away from people. Our loyalties is so loyal to people, praise the Lamb of God, and they are above our loyalty to God. Fine. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus Christ, I said something that time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're more loyal to our job than we are to God.
Amen.
When it comes down to the things of God, we drag our feet on it. When it comes down to the things of God, we drag our feet. We lay around. We lounge around. It's not important. We'll go to sleep. Don't get up. Praise the Lamb. All this kind of stuff. But when we have to go work that 9 to 5, we got an alarm clock set.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm. Praise the Lord. But we think we can play this game with God, and God said, you playing a game by yourself. I already won. I won before you started. Praise the Lamb of God. You moving your chess pieces all over the board, and I've already said, checkmate. You're not going to win. Praise the Lamb of God. So you just want to sit down, stop playing games with God, praise the Lamb of God, and prioritize God. Oh, my goodness gracious. See, you all thought this was going to be an easy ship. Praise the Lamb of God. This is not an easy ship, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. This is not an easy ship. Praise the Lamb of God. I hear the question. I see the question. Renee Bass, I see the question. That she posed concerning building an altar. We'll deal with that. Praise the Lamb of God. Start Monday, Lawrence. We're going to talk about how to build a home altar. Praise the Lamb of God. So that we can help these people with that. Praise God. But we must come to the place of understanding, hallelujah, people of God, that Lawrence said it so well yesterday and the day before yesterday when he talked about the field with the pearl in it. The man went and sold all he had to possess the field. But he didn't want the field, Lawrence.
He just wanted the treasure, man.
He just wanted the treasure.
Yeah.
He wanted the pearl that was in the ground.
Yeah.
He didn't want the field. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying to you, a lot of us, praise the Lamb of God, we want God. Hallelujah. But to get God, There's some other things that you have to possess that you can label as the field. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to forsake some stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He went and sold all he had. And then he came back and bought the field. If he could have just got the pearl, he would have. If he could have got the treasure, Lawrence, he would have just grabbed the treasure and ran. Say, I got it. But it took a sacrifice.
Sacrifice to buy the whole field, yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. He had to sacrifice all to buy the whole field. Praise the Lamb of God, to get to the treasure, so that the treasure would be his. There's too many of us who want God and we want the world.
And the bell rings.
And you can't have both. You can't have both. Praise the Lamb. Praise God. You cannot have both of them. Praise the Lamb. And since you can't have both of them, then you need to make up your mind. Do I really want God on this level? Praise the Lamb. Because when I sign the covenant contract, hallelujah, and enter into this secret place, praise the Lamb of God, I better be ready with my pen and paper for God to tell me what to get rid of.
Amen.
I better get ready with my pen and paper to perform that he desires for me to perform. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, Lawrence, everybody don't want to come into his presence, and they know it. They just hoopline about it, but they roughed up Moses from Egypt to Sinai. They roughed up Moses about, God only talking to you. We want God to talk to us. Why won't he talk to us? He only talked to you. So God set it up and said, okay, Moses, tomorrow I'm coming down the mountain. Tell the people to sanctify themselves, do this. I'm going to come down and I'm going to talk to all Israel. Mm-hmm. When God started descending down that mountain, Lawrence, that thunder and lightning and all of that started preceding him. The people started screaming, no, Moses, no, we don't want it, we don't want to hear him. That's all right. We're listening to you, Moses. We're listening to you. It's all right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I'm telling you, I'm not sure. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because if people think you willy and nilly now, praise, wait till you hear from God. Hallelujah. Wait till you hear from God. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be, praise the Lamb of God, a shocking experience. Hallelujah. Laughing because I've already been there, done that. I got
it. It is a shocking experience.
Got the hat, Lawrence. I have the coffee mug. Praise the Lamb of God. And I have the T-shirt. I have it all. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I didn't surrender. I didn't give away, and I have lost. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. How much are you willing to lose, and how bad do you want them? Praise the Lamb of God. Well, let me shift now. I have to shift into another important place. Praise the Lamb. I have to shift into another important place here. Hallelujah. I want to deal with, praise God, that Sunday, praise God, we'll be in Chicago, Illinois. Hallelujah. During the ordination service, praise the Lamb of God, of our dear daughter, well, really our spiritual granddaughter, hallelujah, of Cheswan, hallelujah. We will be there with her. And people of God, I'm inviting Chicago out to the west side, praise the Lamb of God, right behind, hallelujah, where the Bulls play basketball, right there on Adams, praise the Lamb of God.
I want you to meet me on the corner of Adams and Damon. Adams and Damon, praise the Lamb of God. Meet me there at 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon for this ordination service. I will be ministering. I will be facilitating. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to meet us there. We're going to have a high and holy time in this ordination service. Praise God. Her mother, who is her pastor, has ordered this. Praise the Lamb of God. She has consented for it to be done, and it shall be done Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Those of you who can't make it, praise the Lamb of God, PSM, be praying for her. Be praying for us, interceding for us. Praise God. Then, people of God, hallelujah, don't forget the 17th of this month, praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Launch right there, praise the Lamb of God, on Ford Road at Silvery Lane. Ford Road and Silvery Lane in Dearborn, praise God, right off of Ford Road, just 4 blocks west, hallelujah, of Telegraph Road on Ford Road. 4 blocks west, Telegraph Road on Ford Road, Harvest International, praise the Lamb of God. One night with the prophet, praise the Lamb of God, the healing mantle of the Lord will be present, praise the Lamb of God, for one night of healing and miracle service. Hallelujah. It's worth the bus ride, train ride, however you want to get there, it's going to be worth it. Praise the Lamb of God. Bring the sick, bring the afflicted. Let God do a perfect work on the 17th, praise the Lamb of God, on the 17th of December, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I tell you, hallelujah, when it comes down to the anointing and the power and the presence of God, boy, I know a young lady, hallelujah, named Angel Williams, hallelujah, that daughter of mine and that team she has, praise the Lamb of God, Cheryl Millionaire, Joseph, praise the Lamb of God, the other young lady, hallelujah, and our musicians that were at the gathering, we're going to have a wonderful time, praise the Lamb of God, come, hallelujah, the 17th, praise the Lamb of God, of December. Praise the Lamb of God. The 17th of December, meet me one night, praise the Lamb of God, of healing and miracle. Praise the Lamb of God. One night of healing and miracles. Praise the Lord. There, hallelujah, we're going to give all we have in one night, and then we're going to take a rest. Praise the Lamb of God. We have another service coming up on the 28th that we've been invited to. That flyer is being made up now, praise the Lamb of God, but save the date, December the 28th here in the city of Detroit, praise the Lamb of God, with Apostle Clayton, praise the Lamb of God, I believe is her name. Clayton is going to be of the host for us, praise God, and we're going to be with her on the 28th of December, praise the Lamb of God. Then, of course, New Year's Eve service is coming, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. What a high and holy time we always have at the Truth Church, and all of you are invited to come and share with us. People of God, it's been grand. It's been real. It's been good. It's been better than that. This has been the greatest weeks of our show. Praise the Lamb of God as it relates to what God has done, the move of God. Hallelujah. I love you all today. I bless you, and I'm excited about your future. Pastor Lance James London.
Yes.
Get us out of here,
Lord,
man.
The Lord is awesome building relationships, and he's making us all brand new. We are excited about your future, and we love you much. Have a blessed week.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice. potter, I'm the clay.